Support for KISU comes from Lookout Credit Union, the Southeast Idaho credit union that has the educational community in mind. It provides financial solutions to ISU students, faculty, staff, alumni, as well as local school district teachers, students, and many others. Lookout Credit Union currently has 2 branches and 7 ATMs on ISU's Pocatello campus for immediate access when required. Lookout Credit Union, formerly ISU Credit Union, continues the legacy of serving the educational community.
Welcome back to another week of ASISU Speaks. Today, I'm here with Senator Rachel Jensen. She was currently studying in the College of Technology. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Nye. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. Super excited to see you today.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, I know. I'm excited to have you on the show. You have been like probably one of my favorite people that I've worked with like on Senate. So I'm super excited to talk to you today and just get to know you and just like your journey with ASISU.
Thank you. You've taught me a lot. I was sad to see you go.
It's crazy to think that like I'm actually like leaving ISU this semester. So it's like, it's weird, you know?
Oh yeah. Exciting for you though.
I'm super excited. It's just like, you know, I've been here for like 5 years now. And so it's weird to think like, you know, I just spent a 16th of my adult life in this place. Like, what am I going to do now? But before we started this interview, I was trying to say what your degree is in. So I thought you would be better at explaining it. So I'll let you go ahead.
All right. So there's the traditional route of getting your nursing degree. And it's just the traditional BSN route. And through the College of Technology, they have something where you can get your LPN, which is your licensed practical nurse. It's pretty much like a certificate and you can work as a nurse. And then they have the ADRN, associate's degree, registered nursing. And then you'd be an RN and you'd get paid more than an LPN. And then the next step is they have a completion program with the nursing program here at ISU. It's called Bridge Program. And you get your bachelor's, and there's no pay difference. It's just leadership classes that I will have to finish up. So I'm currently an LPN, working at Portneuf, and I'm working on getting my ADRN, which I'll be done with in this May. And I'll get my bachelor's.
Woohoo! That is so exciting. So what made you decide to take this route instead of doing like the traditional nursing route?
So that's a great question because they're both great programs. And they're actually both competitive sometimes, one more than the other. For me, I'm a very hands-on learner. And it takes a little bit during the traditional route to get into clinicals and doing things like that. But during the LPN program, that first semester, you go right into the clinical setting. Got into nursing homes, got into the hospital, and it was just more my flow. And it was very enticing as well that I would be able to work as a nurse, even if it's not as much money, but I got to work as a nurse during the, like, after a year and a half. So I get to be paid a little bit more than a CNA.
That's super nice. And I feel like that's like our nursing program here, I know, is really like intense. I always feel for our nursing students. And so, yeah, I just feel like this seems like a, like, still just as great way to go about it without necessarily like going through the reins of, are you going to make it into this program or not? Yeah. So like, what's been your favorite part about working at Portneuf right now?
My coworkers, actually. I love the people that I'm working with. They've made it bearable throughout, especially this crazy time right now for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, so I work on the fourth floor, the med surge floor. And so it's always gratifying to help someone that's going through a hard time. And for the past little bit, they weren't able to have visitors. And I'm always such a, like, I just want to give and give and give. And so that's just been an environment where I can give and just be there for someone. And so that's been very meaningful for me.
Oh, you are such a sweetheart. That's been on my mind too, of like my youngest brother, he has had to go to I think his appendix burst like sometime during this crazy year. So he had to go in, and like he only was able to see just my mom, like no one else could go in. So for me, I just been thinking, like, man, all these people who are here with like no visitors, like that's heartbreaking. So it's like really nice to hear nurses like you just going in and making sure that they have that connection, which like we all deserve and need. So kudos to you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, of course. Oh, I feel like you're going to be such a great addition to the healthcare workforce. Like I would love to have you as my nurse one day. So
thank you so much. Hopefully you're not in that situation though.
Oh, of course. Of course. I'm like hoping it's like a, oh, hey, I'm here for a checkup. And you're there like, hi, here's a sticker.
Exactly.
Perfect. So let's talk about how you got here to ISU. Was this your first choice of school?
No, honestly, it wasn't. My first choice was BYU. ISU was then my second choice. But that quickly actually changed after I had a dance competition here at ISU.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. Yeah, I forgot you were a dancer. We'll get into that as well.
Yeah. And I fell in love with the campus. I fell in love with the dance program, like the dance team after that competition because they hosted it. And so I tried out for the dance team and made it. And so I was like, okay, well, that's where I'm going because dance was a big part of my life at that moment. So that led me here.
So you were originally coming here. Were you going to do dancing, like a dance major?
No, I had been considering nursing, but I was also starting to lean towards a special education teacher.
Ooh. Okay, how did you go through those three very different majors?
I know, it's so weird. So with the nursing, like I had, that was something like in high school, because I was a CNA. And so I was like, I love this. This is such a great part of what I would like to do. And my senior project, I actually like did like a dance class for our special education students at the high school. And then we did a high school performance and we performed at assemblies and I just loved it. It was just fantastic. And so that was why I was flip-flopping between the two. And I landed on doing my special education teaching. And then I met my husband and not that he like didn't want me to do it, but he helped me figure out what it was that I actually wanted to do. Cause I could eventually do a specialty and start working with those kinds of that population. So that's how I ended up at nursing.
Wow. What a journey. And I feel like those are three very unique, but like still like just like heartwarming, like professions that you could have done. So Wow. I could see you doing great in like any of that, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And so I love dancing. Like I've been a dancer for a little bit. It's like, what kind of dancing do you do here at ISU?
So I unfortunately haven't taken any dance classes this past year. Was last year taking a class or two. And that one was a modern one. And then I was part of like a little dance group that the teacher was creating, but then that kind of fell through. We only did a couple performances. So I haven't done much lately. A lot of working out dance videos, but nothing crazy at ISU at the moment. I am hoping that this next semester I'll take a dance class or two, just because it is still a big part of my life. Just not as, it's not the competition or performance level that I'm used to.
Right. I definitely miss the competitions and just like the costumes and the getting ready to go on stage. And yeah, I know. It's just like since, you know, the pandemic, the incident.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just, I'm like, I haven't even thought of doing like dance workout videos as a way to like bring that back into my life. Like, I'm just like, oh, well, can't go to the gym, can't do anything. So I guess I'm just done forever. So that inspired me a lot to do that.
There's some fun ones out there.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to hit you up for some recommendations because I love it.
Got you.
Yay. Well, that's awesome. So let's talk about ASISU, student government. So how did you get involved with ASISU?
So a little embarrassing, but you remember my story. I had logged on to Bangle Web to do something with like my class schedule, and I saw like elections. I was like, whoa, hold up, what elections for what? So I went in, I looked, and I voted for people. And you had mentioned it during, we had met, Nye and I go a little back, we actually were in like almost like a Zumba class together, and she had mentioned ASISU, but I had forgotten.
Just during one of my like class announcements where I'm like, hey, yeah, do this.
Exactly. But I had forgotten that it was elections week, but luckily I got on there and I voted for her. And but then I saw that there was no one running for College of Tech. I was like, oh, this isn't okay. And so I reached out, contacted people, and I became a write-in. And I have been there since. This is my second year as a College of Technology senator. And I have surprisingly really liked it. I didn't think I was going to take to it like I did.
I seriously like love your story. I just love that you were just like, you know what, screw it, I'll just be a write-in. And then you won.
Yep. It was fantastic.
So like, so when you got elected and, you know, you were sworn in and everything, because, you know, you didn't have like a knowledge of ASIC before and now you're like a senator. So like, how was that transition for you?
I'm not going to lie. You took me under your wing and you taught me a ton. And now I'm actually Senate pro temp. Like,
what yes. Yes.
And I have channeled a lot of what you, your energy, and I'm there for students 100%. And, but I'm also kind of like what you did. Like I'm focusing on the other senators so that they can be there for students as well. So Senate pro temp, like I feel like I'm not just looking over the students. I still am, but I'm also looking over the senators because they're students as well. And they're another connection to students.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Without a good pro temp, like it kind of falls apart. You know, your pro temp is the person who brings the morale back. They're there to help you answer questions. They're there to like help mitigate anything, any confusion, help centralize projects. So it's such an important role. And when I heard that you were pro temp, it seriously just made me so happy because I'm like, yes, you were phenomenal for that position.
Well, thank you. And I owe a lot of it to you.
Oh, thank you. Tears. Being pro temp is like when you first do it, you know, you're just, it's nerve wracking. You're like, oh man, how am I going to get this group of my peers who are literally same age, like range, like everything of me to be like, hey, I'm still the same as you, but please listen to my authority. Please just like work with me. It's hard. So like, it's really cool to just see fellow pro temps just make it through that those like hard storming and forming phases and create a group that's like, your Senate has been just like phenomenal, like they this whole year.
Done amazing. I am so proud of them. I mean, we could have done the excuse of, oh, it's COVID. Oh, all of our meetings are on Zoom. Like, but they're killing it. They're doing awesome and they want it to continue on, even if they're not able to run. They are setting goals to still finish this year out strong and to help the next Senate be as strong as they can be.
Yes, which is, I'm sorry. I'm like, that is the one thing that I feel like, at least like the past, like, how long have I been here? Like three or four presidencies. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at least trying to do is just like, how are we going to continue to like form this Senate in a way that's going to have like lasting long-term results? And I honestly feel like your guys' Senate, since you had such like extraordinary circumstances, like you guys had to set the long-term goals that we all had too much stuff going on to like fully set it. So I'm really excited. I've been super impressed. Like, I love seeing all the updates on social media. And I love just every time I go in and visit Senate, you guys are always just like on it and talking. And it's cool. It's really cool.
It is really cool because like at the beginning of the year, I mean, you've probably seen this. You kind of almost lose momentum going into a new year. We had like very few returning members. And I still wasn't yet as knowledgeable as I would like to be. But I've had to step up a little bit and know some stuff. But it's just been incredible to see people that I thought were like very just kind of reserved, but to step up and be like, hey, I figured this out. What do you guys think about doing it this way? And it's just been so, so great. And they want to help that momentum. And then we have volunteers to come to help with the retreat to train senators. And we want it to be more than one day. It's just, it's really been awesome.
That makes me so happy. I know. I just sound like a broken record. Yes, you guys have just like put Senate on track for success. And so I just really like applaud you guys, and I applaud you and your president and your VP for keeping your cool.
Also, big shout out to our outreach and diversity chairs person, Sam Winslow. She has been fantastic with our social media and just like the title says, outreach. She has been phenomenal at her job.
I feel like every single one of you guys have like given her a shout out in these ASISU speaks. And it's just true. Like, if you don't follow ASISU on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, like, you guys definitely should. It's, you get like weekly updates on what's passed in Senate. There's information on just events going on campus or just resources. And especially like during like the like rollout of like the vaccine and new in-person graduation, it's like good to stay connected with these organizations. So that way you stay connected on what's going on. So give them a follow.
We're going to be doing some giveaways here shortly. So check us out.
I love giveaways, and I know everybody loves free stuff. So follow them.
I highly encourage it.
So since we're coming to like the end of Senate or the end of the Senate year, I recently just saw that you announced your candidacy for student body president.
Yes, yes. I am crazy enough to want to keep on going to keep this train going and get better.
Woo! I thought it was so cool to see you running. And this year there's three candidates, which is like almost like unheard of.
I know. I think the last one was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. I know this is just a random side story, but I went into the ASISU office one day and I just wanted to look at the history of like voting. And it really, like, there has not been a lot of people running for, like, student body president. Like, there's maybe one. If it's a good year, there's two. Yep, so the fact that there's three, that's awesome.
I know. It's going to be very cool to see how this goes.
So let's talk about your party. So who are you representing?
So I'm running for the president position. And my VP, Brandon Reed, he's actually a senator as well this year. We were talking about it. So there was a couple of things that came up, and we just decided that we couldn't put independent as our party, you know? So, but we just decided not to have like our own set party. We just wanted to be able to just focus on just running and being there for students. I mean, and not that the other parties aren't, like, their parties are great. We just decided not to have a party.
Yeah. Which is completely fine. I remember when I was running, the only reason why I even like joined onto a party was because there was only that one party and all of us running kind of together randomly. So like, parties are cool. Like, it's cool to like have names, but like, you don't need them to run for ASISU. Just random senator knowledge thrown into the audience.
For sure.
So you and Brandon, you said, right? Mm-hmm. So you guys both decided to run. What was the main reasoning for both you guys to run together?
So I picked him because the vice president is the one that actually helps run Senate. They're the ones that are running the meetings and helping just kind of mediate that. And Brandon is our rules and appointments. He's on that committee.
Super important. They're the ones to look at all the bylaws. They're the one to make sure everyone is fun. They're pretty much just like the hawks of Senate. Yeah. And I've heard that the new rules that the chair this year, him, he's been doing amazing.
Yes. He knows his stuff. And he knows how to figure it out if he doesn't know. But anyone has a question, they turn to him. And I feel like that's going to be really important in a VP, because to be able to run effectively, you need to understand and know the rules and how far you can go to get things done. And he's already been doing so great at that. And I mean, our current vice president, Dre, he does great too. So like, having those two together on Senate, that's been a big part of also why Senate has been able to accomplish so much this year. But that's why I picked him. And when I asked him, he's like, well, if I'm running with you, I guess I'll do it. We've come to the point too, that we want, and I think that this is everyone's goals. We want students' voices heard. We don't want something to be brought up and then just like, okay, we hear you and that's it. We want to take it further. We want to be in contact with administration, but we're bugging them. I mean, in a rude way, obviously, but very professionally, just having a relationship between administration and students that ASISU can help mediate. That student safety is acknowledged and taken care of, because there have been some things, and ISU has been doing great. They've been taking proper steps. They've changed how they respond or send out text messages, but we just don't want that to be the forefront.
Yes. And that is the whole point of like having your senators. Like, your senators are kind of like your old, and the VP and president are like your older brothers and sisters, you know, like, you're at school, the bully's picking on you, and maybe it's not like a bully, but you go to them, they'll go handle it. They will make sure that your message gets across to the people.
Yep. And we have such a diverse campus. we got such a diverse population of students. It's, which is awesome. I honestly think that is what makes ISU so great. And we want everyone to feel included and heard. Again, that word, we just need to acknowledge all of our amazing students and what they're accomplishing here.
Exactly. And I feel like the goal of Senate, at least for like the past, like the 2 years I was involved, and then this year doing like ASIC Speaks, and then knowing the like previous party or the senators that served before that, they've been, every single presidency has been trying to work on like streamlining student voices. And I feel like now that we're in this like post-COVID world, you guys have really, at least this presidency has really like stepped up in making sure that student voices are heard and giving them proper channels that they understand to like reach out to you guys. Like, this is the most engagement I have seen with the students in ASISU ever.
Yes. And a lot of that, like I had mentioned, was our Instagram and our Facebook. Like, we've been getting a lot of messages and it's fantastic. Keep it coming. But also, so our current VP, Dre, he put together, with our help, but he put together a survey, which a lot of you, if you're listening, our students, you probably saw. It was just about ASISU and how we can communicate better with you guys. And we plan on using that information that we received. And so that was really cool, was to actually get like feedback through that survey from students.
Oh, I love that. Dre's awesome. Like, I'm glad that he put that together. And it's cool that you guys are actually like listening to the survey results. Like, how often? I mean, I'm in media, I'm in advertising. Like, yeah. I will always respect and honor data and what you can get from a survey. But there's so many times where it's just like the corporateness of it. Like, oh, I'm just sending this for like formalities, you know?
Right. And that was what was really cool. We gave him question suggestions, but he meticulously was like, what questions are most important? Because we don't want to make this so long that they just click. He was like, we have to make this like relevant and effective. And he's put together the data, and we're going to be talking about it tonight in Senate. Like, we are going to make some changes so that students understand what's going on with ASISU.
Yes, I'm just so proud of you guys. Like, and I really hope to like see this continue. I think you would be a fantastic candidate for Prez, and it sounds like your VP choice is amazing too. Do you happen to know when election dates are? Because I feel like
March 16th is when the online voting opens. So March 16th at midnight, and then March 20th online voting closes at 5 p.m. And they hope to have the unofficial results announced by approximately 7 p.m. March 20th, that same day.
Okay. That's awesome that there's more voting days than normally. Yeah, normally there's only like 3 days, right? And it's like really, really close.
Yes. And I think it is to just hopefully get more voters, get more input on who we want in ASISU, especially where we won't be able to campaign as usual. It's a little different this year. Couple of restrictions with COVID, but it'll be interesting to see how it turns out. It'll be really cool.
I know, I'm so excited. Is there any last words that you want to say for this interview?
I just want whoever's listening, if you have anything that you want to see happen at ISU or you're curious about, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us, to me. We really want to hear your guys' voices. We're here for you. This is for the students to get involved at ISU and to feel like they're having the best college experience they could be having. Go Bengals. Let's roar.
Go Bengals. I don't know why I get so like hyped every time I hear a Go Bengals. And I'm just like, it's just been so long since I've heard a Go Bengals.
It's been too long.
Rachel, you have been an awesome guest. I cannot wait to see how this election goes. I'm wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Support for KISU comes from Lookout Credit Union, the Southeast Idaho credit union that has the educational community in mind. It provides financial solutions to ISU students, faculty, staff, alumni, as well as local school district teachers, students, and many others. Lookout Credit Union currently has 2 branches and 7 ATMs on ISU's Pocatello campus for immediate access when required. Lookout Credit Union, formerly ISU Credit Union, continues the legacy of serving the educational community.